Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Very exciting. This is the first drug in the last 25 years that has shown to be effective in Alzheimer's disease. And this one is one that we think combats, one of the underlying basic brain changes of the disease. So really attacks the disease and not just the symptoms.
What's it called and what does it do?
So this drug is called lecanemab. And what it does is it's a drug that you get in your veins, an IV drug, and it helps reduce the amount of amyloid in the brain. Amyloid is one of these things that builds up in the brain in Alzheimer's disease. No one is really sure exactly how the amyloid damages the brain, but it looks like if you clear it out, which this drug does, that people with memory problems have the memory problems worsen more slowly. It's important to note this drug isn't a cure, so people don't get better. We would love for people to get better, but we don't have drugs that do that as yet. But people who are on this drug for 12 to 18 months got worse more slowly than people who are not on the drug. So it looks like it is effective in slowing the memory changes that happen with Alzheimer's disease.
How long do you think it might be until this becomes available?
Well, that's a great question. The company that makes the drug is a company called Eisai. They're based in Japan, and they did this study internationally, including in the U.S. and at WashU in St. Louis. They are certainly working very hard now to work with the FDA and other agencies around the world to get the drug approved. I think the earliest we would hear anything about that would be in January, and it really depends on what the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, decides to do with this drug. They'll be looking at how well the drug works and how safe the drug is, and then they'll make their recommendation, hopefully, early next year, but we don't really know for sure.
Which patients would be available to get this?
So this drug was studied in people with mild Alzheimer's disease, so people who have some memory problems, but they're not yet severe. It's become very clear over the last few years that drugs like this don't help people where the memory problems are more severe. So it would be people with very mild symptoms of memory loss.
Are there any concerns regarding this treatment?
Sure. Like with any drug, there are side effects. With this one, the biggest side effects are changes that we see on brain scans. And what we see is swelling in some areas of the brain and even tiny areas of bleeding in some area of the brain. In most people, they don't have symptoms with this, but some people do. So this is something that we'll have to watch very carefully for with these drugs. And it may be a particular problem in people who take blood thinners because that would make the bleeding in the brain worse. So we're going to have to be very careful about that.
What's the main message you want families of Alzheimer's patients to know?
Well, the main message is that we have gotten the first drug that did well in a trial and seemed to actually slow the underlying disease. So this is very exciting. I'm in a meeting right now in San Francisco where these things are being discussed, and I think everyone here who is very excited about this drug working, it's not a cure, so families can't expect a cure, but it is a really huge, giant step in the treatment of Alzheimer's disease, and we are hopeful that there be more drugs that are coming in the next months to years that will be even more effective. So the message to families is, don't give up hope. We are developing new drugs. This one hopefully will be available next year and hopefully more to follow.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.